Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. There's nothing like carving out time that's just for you. It's when you can sit back and relax in your favorite chair with the beverage of your choice and take in the interesting and informative stories you find on the pages of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. This month, managing editor Louis Bond tells us about two articles in the October issue that are sure to please.
Well, in our October issue, John Jefferson's going to focus on the Texas Big Game Awards. For the past 16 years, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the Texas Wildlife Association have teamed up and they're recognizing the top deer and antelope taken in each region. But what's really unique about these awards is that they honor the rancher, not the hunter, so they encourage proper habitat management. And this benefits not only white-tailed deer, but all the wildlife in Texas. But I have to confess, my curiosity was most piqued by Dan Klepper's story in the October issue, How to Milk a Porcupine. I don't want to give too much away, so I'll just say, don't try this at home, kids.
The October issue of the award-winning Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. That's our show for today, with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase shooting, hunting, fishing, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.